Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Blinded in the prime of life, George Spencer could no longer work as a logger or gold miner. In 1922, when paralysis of the optic nerve rendered him sightless, he opened a newsstand in a shack on 6th Street in Grants Pass. A store owner threatened to tear it down, so Spencer moved the shack to the corner of G and 6th Street. In 1946, he acquired a professionally trained guide dog, Effie, and when she grew older, she helped Spencer train a successor. Blind George's newsstand did such a brisk business he outgrew his small shop in 1960 and moved into the west side of a brick business duplex toward the middle of G Street. He and his dog were popular, as were the popcorn he sold along with newspapers and magazines. Spencer died in 1968. His longtime employee, Thelma Booth, took over the business, then sold it to her son, Dale. Jack Smith is the current owner, who maintains it traditionally as Blind George's Newsstand. The stand still keeps popping along, wafting the smell of buttered popcorn along G Street. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.